Welcome to the broadcast of Riverside Church in Princeton, North Carolina. Riverside Church preaching Christ and Him crucified. For more information, check out our website at www.riversidefwb.com.
If you would welcome my friend, John Michael.
Hello, everybody. So, I'm a little nervous, but I feel like me being a Christian, I have a new responsibility, and that's to share what God's done in my life through His scriptures. Pastor Kevin asked me last Sunday to do this, and I was like, yeah, but I've been so busy. I know it sounds like an excuse, but I probably should have found a little bit more time to take a little bit more serious. But what I got for y'all, I labeled it, But God. For those of y'all that don't know me, I'm John Michael, and I've been at the Hope Center for 5 months now. I'm a grateful believer in Jesus Christ. I fell victim to a very powerful heroin addiction after my mom passed away about 5 years ago. I held her in my arms when she died, and I didn't have the tools I needed. I grew up in church, not in church, but grew up praying. You know, we prayed before we went to sleep. We prayed over meals. But I didn't have a personal relationship with Jesus Christ like I do now. And I thank God for the Hope Center, and I thank y'all for letting me come up here and speak. But I got a couple Bible verses. The first one is going to be Romans chapter 5, verse 8. And it says, But God showed His great love for us by sending Christ to die for us while we were still sinners. And I wrote a couple notes because the key points I wrote down just so I wouldn't forget, because I am a little bit nervous. So, while we were still sinners, to me, are amazing words. God sent Jesus Christ to die for us, not because we were good enough, simply because He loves us. Amen. Whenever you feel uncertain about God's love for you, remember that He loved you even before you turned to Him. Also, Ephesians chapter 2, verse 4. But God, if it wasn't for God, I wouldn't be in front of y'all even speaking of His Word and what it's done for me. Because it wasn't until I cried out to God, you know, and I felt convicted by the Holy Spirit that I needed help and that I needed to cry out to God. It wasn't until then that my life was completely turned around. I've done a complete 180 with my life, and it's only through God's help. There's no doubt in my mind about that. Because I tried many a times before, and it never worked. I tried everything that I thought I could try. And it wasn't until I was laying on my back, just nowhere to turn, nobody to turn to, because I've already burned all my bridges, and it was absolutely horrible. But it wasn't until I cried out to God for help till He helped me. Sometimes we got to verbally express the way that we feel to God. You know, don't hold them feelings in. We got to express how we feel. We got to take God. You know, we got to pray, and we got to have faith. And that's what I've done, and that's what's helped me through tremendously. Ephesians chapter 2, verse 4. But God is so rich in mercy, and He loved us so much, that even though we were dead because of our sins, He gave us life when He raised Christ from the dead. It is only by God's grace that you have been saved. It's only by God's grace that I've been saved. We were dead in our sins, but God, we were rebels against Him, but God. We were enslaved by the devil and our sinful nature, but God. To me, these might be the most welcoming words in all of the Scripture that I've read so far. But God. God could have left us spiritually dead and in bondage to our sins, but He didn't. Chapter 2, verse 13. Let's see here. Where's that? But now you have been united with Christ Jesus. Once you were far away from God, but now you have been brought near to Him through the blood of Christ. And it's through the blood of Jesus that we are saved from our sin. We shouldn't treat the blood of Jesus Christ like tap water. We should love Jesus like He loves us. And that's really all I got. I actually put this kind of together in the truck before we came, but that's all I got. But I do want to play a song that I like, because I think, to me, what you put in, you put out. If you listen to crap, you put out crap. And you listen to good music. So.
Just kidding.
Come on, Pastor Kevin.
Before we play the music,
John Michael, can you tell me where you were a year ago today?
Honestly, I don't remember where I was. I know I was in a pit of despair.
Sure. Did you think you would be standing behind a pulpit talking about Jesus and saying,
not.
But God?
Definitely not. And I was just talking to my uncle about that on the way here. I was like, wow. I was like, this is amazing. This is just a blessing from God, another one of his blessings, that I'm even able to stand up here in front of y'all and talk, because through my addiction, you know, I'm sure if you haven't been addicted to drugs, that whole lifestyle is like a war zone. If people aren't killing themselves, you know, committing suicide and stuff, they're overdosing. And it's people that, like, I was running with that I loved dearly, like, they were my friends, you know. Just like a lot of us in the Hope Center, we're all brothers, and I mean, we're all brothers. And it's the same people like these guys right here that we were just enslaved to sin. Our addictions told us what to do, when to do it, how to do it. It didn't matter who or what got in the way, we'd done it. And in the midst of all that, you know, people were just dying off. So my mom died, my grandma died, and then now all my close friends and stuff are dying as well. So a year ago, I most definitely didn't think I would be standing up here,
sure,
talking about God's grace and mercy on my life. But
we always talk about, when I talk to our Hope Center friends, how they serve those old gods, and we know them by name. John Michael, what was the name of the old gods you used to serve? Just name a couple of them. Any of them that you feel free to share with, because some of these guys and some of our church people still serve those gods that you once served. What were they?
That's a heroin for one. That was a god that I served. What's the word for it? Let's see here. Opiates in general. Meth. But let's see. Anger, I guess, if you could say. I was mad at the world. Anger, most definitely. If you could say depression is a god that I serve that had control over my life, depression would be one of them.
Yeah.
Hopelessness.
Sure. So whenever we talk about those being a god, whenever we talk about those opiates and they talk about the drugs and the heroin, he used to serve those gods with his hands. He would do anything to get those gods.
That's
and
right.
Those gods would put demands on his life. You need mm-hmm. to do anything to have me. And he would do whatever he could in worship, because we are all created to worship. But our God.
But God.
Just like John Michael said, our God saw fit to save him and redeem him, to call him out of heroin addiction, to put his hand on him in spite of him, even
That's
though
right.
he was mad. But God.
But God.
Ain't that wonderful, church?
Yeah.
To know that God saves sinners. Do you know why God saves sinners? I bet you know why. Do you know why God saves sinners? Because that's all there is.
That's it.
And Jesus saves sinners because that's all there is. We're getting ready to play a song right here. I'm going to have to cut the MP3 player off, because whenever we load this, if there's a